Connections, a podcast by Connie Akins, a licensed professional counselor with a private practice to help you heal your personal and professional relationships through counseling advice, tips, and ideas. Connections will help you explore ways to build healthy relationships that are important for self-fulfillment. Today's podcast is on how to build healthy relationships. Let's start by defining relationship. Relationship often refers to our immediate family, relatives, or a person to which we have a strong, deep interpersonal connection, or acquaintance between two or more people. Most of us have the following type of relationships: family, our born relationship, friends, people we choose, casual relationships, people we encounter, and romantic relationships, people we purposely bond with. We get to choose relationships with the exception of our family of origin. We get to choose all of our interpersonal relationships. Our interpersonal relationships are the people we purposely choose to bond with, the people we choose to gather with, join social activities with, and the people in our inner circle. Some say you are as strong as your inner circle. The five people you are closest to often have the biggest impact on your future destiny. So choose wisely and look at your inner circle to see if you need to keep some people or make some changes. To me, being in a relationship means I connect with you on one or five ways: emotionally, intellectually, physically, experientially, spiritually. Emotional connections. You feel the same things. You have the ability to share your true feelings. This is the person you can share both joy and pain with, the person you truly feel comfortable with, and the person that you truly feel understands you. An emotional connection can change based on the ebb and flow of your relationship. It can also change if one or more partners becomes distracted by other things, people, or situations. Secrets can cause emotional connections to suffer in an intimate relationship. If your partner has a mental health issue, it can also cause emotional separation because you might suddenly find them unable to respond to you emotionally. Intellectual intimacy or connection is where two people can exchange knowledge, thoughts, and ideas. This knowledge or exchange of thoughts can be about a similar interest. For example, you might connect on politics, which people are kind of scared to connect on these days, a music genre, poetry, subjects, or a book. People who share intellectual intimacy are unafraid of having a different opinion. Intellectual intimacy is a factor for long-term success in relationships. Intellectual intimacy results in more communication, leading to happier emotional connection within the relationship. Intellectual intimacy does not mean that you have the same IQ. It just means you're able to dialogue and communicate and have meaningful conversations. Share a common worldview or approach to life in a similar fashion. It also means the ability to have open, honest, and respectful discussion without feeling the need to always agree. Physical connection or physical relationships. Demonstrating affection with your partner, which you can include but is not limited to holding hands, hugs, kissing, and cuddling. You don't need a cuddle alert to get cozy with your partner. Physical intimacy or connection is not sexual, but a way to enhance your relationship through touching and embracing your partner. It can also include a touch on the shoulder or massage. Some people have problems with physical intimacy because they grew up in rigid families that lacked physical connection. People who are afraid of physical intimacy may also have been the victim of abuse or sexual abuse. Get to know your partner in a way that feels comfortable for you both. Remember, lasting connections have nothing to do with sex. Experientially, this is a good one. Do something with your partner. Plan a date, go for a walk, go biking, skating, golfing, to the movies, a concert. Do something together. Experiential connection is sharing a common experience. Often when I work with couples in therapy, they tell me that they have nothing in common. They say they never do anything together, and the one partner is always waiting on the other to plan the activity. A long time ago, a spiritual advisor told me to remember why you fell in love and to keep sacred the things that brought you together. Once the relationship is no longer new, couples forget what brought them together is having the feelings they shared in common when participating in mutual activities. Don't let go of the shared vision or the relationship that you had in the beginning. It's okay to make adjustments as life takes on different meanings. However, it is still important to connect with shared experiences, which creates positive feelings about the relationship. My last piece of information is about having a spiritual connection. For me, having a spiritual connection means having common core values and beliefs. It is important when two people are in a relationship to build on a foundation of core beliefs. In other words, let's think similarly about how we want to raise children, the activities that we want to participate in, our spiritual beliefs, be it God, reading the Bible together. It can also mean going to church together, praying together. Spiritual intimacy is built on sharing aha moments together and believing in the same principles. It is very important to learn about your partner and have similar values and beliefs. I hope all this information shared today will help you understand the different types of relationships that we encounter. Once again, Empowering Connections is a podcast to help you heal your personal and professional relationships. If you need mental health counseling, please seek the consultation of a licensed professional, counselor, social worker, or mental health professional. Thank you.